from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, sir. Steiny and Guru know Steiny as he's on the links, the golf course. Larry Kruger holding it down. My wife just sent me a text. That was awful. Larry, I told you I'm in the middle. I'm in a battle. I don't want to give in and get readers. And it's dark in here. So it's like the menu when I'm in a restaurant. But that last one, I apologize. You're laughing now. I apologize to everybody and Carter. Dude, I couldn't see. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I might need to go give me some readers, Grandy. But I still got 20/20 vision, the doctor told me. No, seriously, I went and got my eyes checked.
Okay.
20/20.
Okay.
But I can still do from afar. But I just, when there's not enough lighting, your boy's going to struggle.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm glad you could laugh.
Larry. I hear you. You know, and it's funny. It happens to the best of them. I was watching a little PTI a couple weeks ago, and, you know, both Wilbon and Kornheiser are going with the readers.
And Steiny has them, and I'm just like, if I was going to do this every day from this spot, I'd need them, but yeah. Good God. But I could see you. You're smiling. We're having a good time. What do you want to do here? Because we ain't did much Niners. I got to get your thoughts on Niners as camp comes up. And tonight I'm watching Quarterback on Netflix. You said you're going to dial it up and give it a look. But
yes.
I'll say this, because I ran into our good friend Bob Sargent. And I told him this, and I was real. The Niners, outside of the Chiefs, obviously, with 3 Super Bowls, since 2019, who's had it better than the Niners? And I give Lynch credit, the boy genius, as I dubbed him, Kyle Shanahan, the drafting, the emergence of Debo. I really want to know this question or this answer. I'm going to give you the question. How many NFL coaches, honestly, Larry Kruger, do you think would have used Debo or had the vision to use Debo like Kyle? I don't think it's
very
more
few.
Than two. Okay.
Very
so
few.
So
though just, he was utilized a little bit like that in South Carolina.
But people don't know if it was going to translate.
Yeah.
But he built something. He made Debo. And that playoff run 2 years ago, you know, during COVID, where they beat Green Bay, beat Dallas with Jimmy, and went to the Super Bowl, like the draft into Bosa and Greenlaw, and just this whole, everything's gone their way, but the final score, Kittle, And all the things that go with it. So, Larry, I'm just sitting back. Tell me if I'm looking at the Niners wrong. Like, I'm not going to be impressed until Not even the NFC Championship game again, Larry. I've upped the bar to where the Niners have got their kudos from the world nationally, but now you got to go get what I feel like this team deserves. But you got to win it, though, and they hadn't. They tricked off that Super Bowl again to Kansas City. They should be 2-0 against the Chiefs. That's just me. Not no, oh, you're being a fanboy.
I don't know about
Larry,
that.
Larry, you were up 10-19 with 6 minutes left, and Mosley went the wrong way on the 3rd and 100. I'll just leave that there.
But, okay. I mean, okay, so what you're telling me
is that
Jimmy Garoppolo should have beaten Patrick Mahomes.
He was in...
But that's what you're telling me.
Yes, we watched it.
Okay, but I'm not sure you're telling me.
54 minutes of that game. They were winning.
Who Jimmy Garoppolo is. Oh. And we all know who Patrick Mahomes is.
Gotcha.
And there, in the history of the Super Bowl, there haven't been too many examples of Jimmy Garoppolo's beating Patrick Mahomes.
Eli Manning beating Tom Brady twice,
I'm just saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying, at the end of the day,
thank you.
It was still Mahomes beating Purdy. Mahomes beating Jimmy.
But real Mahomes, quick, to that.
Reed beating Shanahan.
Had they, in 19, had Kyle said, F the pass. I don't need the pass. We can keep running the ball. You got to the 49-yard line with about a minute 40 left, faster than anybody thought you could, and Kyle dialed up pass plays for Chris Jones to just go, you know, Forrest Whitaker in
Are you talking about this last Super Bowl?
No, 2019, when Honey Badger said, I wanted to send a gift basket when they passed because we couldn't stop the run. That ain't on Jimmy. Kyle.
First of all, that Chiefs offense was explosive as hell.
But you had him in check, Larry.
And yeah, but they were, to me, that Super Bowl was lost by Kyle Shanahan because of a couple reasons. One, you knew Kansas City was coming as far as offensively.
Okay.
They'd put in a lot of points. They'd scored big
points.
But
that final drive, Larry, I know I'm interrupting. That final drive, all Kyle had to keep doing was dollop the run, and you were going to hoist up that Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, well, they haven't run the ball well in the fourth quarter in a lot of these games. But I think more than anything, that Chiefs team, you knew they, to me, the Niners sat on the ball at the end of the first half when they should have been way more aggressive.
They also,
You know, I mean, these other teams find a way to get the ball in their playmakers' hands in the biggest moments. When the Niners played the Rams NFC Championship game and they got down to that last drive, it wasn't Stafford to Van Jefferson. It was Stafford to Cooper Kupp. And yet the 49ers had, at halftime of Super Bowl 54, the betting favorite to win the MVP was Deebo Samuel.
Wow.
And he only touched the ball twice in the second half.
Who was that on, Larry?
To me, that's on Shanahan. Now, I've asked Shanahan about that, and he's like, hey, you know, that's not the way it is. That's not the way it goes. You know, the defense will determine. I get it. But it does seem like the Rams found a way to get Cooper Kupp the ball. It did seem like when in the second half of Super Bowl 54, Mahomes was able to get the ball to Tyreek Hill. You were not able to get the ball to Deebo Samuel in the second half, and I think that's a big reason of why you lost. This second time around, losing this time, now you've got Purdy played a pretty good game, and they just, to me, the 49ers just kind of blew it. I mean, you know, they really got outplayed in some ways by McDuffie and Snead. I thought McDuffie and Snead outplayed Deebo and Ayuk. So, I mean, they won. They won on the perimeter. And I thought the 49ers, you know, probably when they got to 3rd and 4, should have been in 4-down territory and running the ball. Instead, they're passing on 3rd and 4, and they're kicking a field goal on 4th down. And we all know how it ended. I would have loved to have seen them run it on 3rd and 4 and then run it again on 4th and 1 or 4th and 2 and stay on the field and, you know, win the game and never give the ball back to Mahomes. But they didn't do that. So, I mean, it's, to me, you know, we can question Shanahan. Just different mindsets, different as far as different play plans. I mean, like Sirianni and the Eagles, they go with a lot of the analytics and they get to 3rd and 4 and it's a rundown for them. And then they run it again on 4th down. And they did it behind a great line led by Kelce. The Niners don't have a great line, and they played it differently. They went kind of more old school. They threw the ball on third and four and then kicked the field goal on fourth down. And it burned them. So, I mean, I think Kyle Shanahan is a great coach, and I think he is going to get his Super Bowl. I think Kyle Shanahan, what we're seeing now, is kind of what we saw from Andy Reid in Philly. Where, you know what? He had 13 years. He didn't get it done. Shanahan's now going on year 8. If he doesn't get it done in the next 3 or 4 years, then he's Andy Reid. You know, he's 13 years in San Francisco.
He
wins the
World
and
got 3.
Right. But they are the Eagles, were the Eagles smart to get rid of Andy Reid? I mean, you could have claimed that they were when Doug Peterson won them a ring, but now that Reid's won 3 in Kansas City, they don't look as smart. And I would say the same thing to the Shanahan, the crowd that wants to say Shanahan's an idiot. Okay, but are you going to stand up and take the bullets and the slings and the arrows in 5 years when he's, you know, at another stop with his second Super Bowl or third Super Bowl? I think Niner fans, there's reason to be impatient, but there's also reason to stay the course.
No, that's all good stuff. And I'll say this about those people. I can critique and feel like, you know, hey, he cost him or whatnot. But any fool that has seen Jimmy Garoppolo last year in Vegas without Kyle and the fact that his winning record, how stellar it was under Kyle Shanahan, playing in multiple NFC championship games and getting to a Super Bowl. And then Kyle takes Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, out of nowhere, and he's about to get a bag, already played in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the biggest flex outside of hoisting up a ring or the Lombardi trophy from a coach ever to me, because those, and then no shade at Brock. We don't know what he could be, but it looks damn good. But the fact that this is Mr. Irrelevant that Kyle's winning with, just hold my beer. But you do talk of something that, you know, hopefully Niner fans don't want it to manifest, but if Steiny and I, one of our worst radio fights, Larry, was in the old building over Andy Reid, and I've now lost that fight, and then I double back like, did I really? Because Philly would say, to hell with those three.
I think I remember this one.
Boy, it was ugly.
Was at any point did Steiny say, I'm from Reading, Pennsylvania?
He might have. That might have been the one. And then the other one was Lonzo Ball and Ben Simmons. We both lost on that one. But Larry, the point is, Philly fans don't give a damn, a rat's ass, about his Super Bowls, Andy's, that is, in Kansas City.
Well, they should.
All they care about are the ones that he didn't get, you know, losing the one to New England.
Yeah.
And the NFC championship
games. Let's go through the Shanahan era. Okay, so they lost Super Bowl 54. They lost, Jimmy Garoppolo lost to Patrick Mahomes in Super Bowl 54.
It's so easy to do this exercise without watching it play out.
Okay, but
yes.
Still.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you any more information. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, beat Jimmy Garoppolo, Kyle Shanahan.
Give me the 10-point blow lead in L.A. in the championship game.
Then Stafford and McVay at home beat Jimmy and Shanahan.
You had them down 2 to the 4th.
I'm just saying, Stafford and McVay at home beat Shanahan and Jimmy. Okay. Then Hurts and
Sirianni,
mug for the camera guy, beat Josh Johnson and the 49ers.
Well, that one was
in the
legit
NFC championship game.
Knock Purdy out.
I don't think that Josh Johnson should have won that game. And then last year, even though the Niners were favored, to me, one of the most inexplicable lines of all time was the 49ers with a defense that's not as good as Kansas City's going up against Mahomes and Reid. And the Chiefs were the dog. And the Niners were favored. I mean,
but Kansas City has been struggling offensively.
But they look great against the Ravens, and they had a very conservative game plan against the Ravens. My point is that I know Shanahan should have gotten it done by now. It would be nice if they had gotten it done by now, but it's not heinous that they haven't. Let's not pretend that it is. They didn't have Mahomes and lose to Jimmy Garoppolo. They had Jimmy Garoppolo and lost to Mahomes. They lost to Stafford in L.A. They lost to Hurts with Josh Johnson. We're not talking about tons. I mean, the biggest loss in Kyle Shanahan's career was losing to Tom Brady when he was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons in that Super Bowl.
But
when
I
they
can
were
say that was, that's on Dan Quinn's ledger.
Yeah, exactly. It's on Dan Quinn. Or now, so you're losing to Tom Brady. So you've lost to Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts and Matthew Stafford, and you've had you know, Matt Ryan, Josh Johnson, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Brock Purdy.
You know what? If I was a teacher, I'd give you an A minus. But why I wouldn't give you an A plus, Larry, is you are right when you come at it from that angle. But there was a movie had. There was a game played. And you keep omitting what we saw during the movie. And the only one of the examples you used was Philly. That was just a TKO. But I'm sorry, Larry. Had they closed one of the deals, Kyle Shanahan's star would be higher than heaven.
Which
because,
one, though? Which one?
The first Super Bowl in 2019.
What's the heinous one? What if you said, what is the worst defeat for Shanahan in San Francisco? Forget the Atlanta thing because he wasn't even the head coach.
Right. But being real here.
Yeah, in San Francisco, is it losing to Stafford? Is it losing to Hurts? Is it losing to Mahomes in Miami? Is it losing to Mahomes last year in Vegas?
And here, you tell me what you think. It's losing last year to Mahomes in Vegas because whether you believe this or not, the overtime rules or your team, your teammates throwing you or your team under the bus, admitting that you didn't know the rules, even that's not why you lost.
But
it was that from a Kyle Shanahan coach team. I thought that was a bad look.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I would say last year was the worst of them all.
Okay.
But once again, we're talking about they lost with a quarterback that a year before I told Bonte, this guy's a good quarterback, and he scoffed at me on the 95.
You said that about Purdy?
I said this guy's a future NFL starting quarterback.
On, Larry, you.
And Bonte and Shasky scoffed at me. and they had a reason to scoff.
They'll
right?
scoffing, folks, but I didn't know you had said that.
They weren't alone scoffing, but I'm just saying they scoffed. So that same player that we're scoffing at even being a starting quarterback, a year later loses to Mahomes in a Super Bowl, and now they should have won?
Wow.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying, and I'm as frustrated.
Does it change the fact that I'm telling you the pressure for the Niners?
I'm more frustrated with Harbaugh and the way he handled Super Bowl 47 than I am with any of the Shanahan.
Wow, Larry.
Because
that's,
Harbaugh gagged.
Wow.
He gagged.
But those were four of the worst out routes I've ever seen thrown by a quarterback.
No doubt.
Those were
terrible passes, but he gagged.
Ooh, man.
You had first and goal.
You did.
With 2 minutes and 20
Gordon
seconds
touched the
left.
Ball again after he got you down there.
You hand the ball to a Michael James on first down.
Man.
You don't run Kaepernick ever. You don't run Gore. Ever you throw fades
but is
to
that
Crabtree?
On the OC what's my guy's name
Greg Roman
yeah
Giro,
I'm like come on
Giro.
That's on Romy
yeah but I'm just saying
phenomenal
it's on Harbaugh because
yeah.
No it's on Harbaugh you know why it was on Harbaugh because they not only did they have a time they literally allowed an old decrepit Ravens defense
that was
and I was on the binoculars yeah. I'm watching this firsthand I'm sitting there and I'm telling the guy I'm sitting next to I'm like the Ravens are done. The Ravens are done. I'm watching this.
No, I get it.
You can see it. Ed Reed holding his shorts. Ray Lewis holding his shorts. Bernard Pollard holding his shorts. Haloti Ngata out of gas. They get the 2 minute warning, and moron Harbaugh called a timeout because he couldn't get the play called.
That hurt.
They essentially gave the Ravens like 12 minutes of real time with commercials from the 2 minute warning and the timeout that they called. They essentially gave them like 12 to 15 minutes to like towel off, catch their breath, and load up for a final series. And they did.
Damn, I hadn't heard it like that.
The gag job
Man.
Of gag jobs. That was far worse than what Shanahan has endured. But Shanahan, it's a bottom line world.
Okay.
And Shanahan right now has no rings.
And
he's the best coach in football. He's like Phil Mickelson before Easter Sunday at the Masters. He's the best to never have gotten it done, right? Phil was at that spot until he got it done.
That's a great call.
This guy's there. He's the best coach in the league not to win the Super Bowl. But if you quit on him, shame on you.
And I'm not advocating for that at all.
I know you are. But I mean, there's a lot of people who want to quit.
I do got to say this or ask. I guess I'm the only one that's concerned about this. I'm going to use the word crippling. This Greenlaw injury, and whenever he does come back, and if he's what he was when he did before he got hurt, I feel like everybody's just got their head buried in the cloud, like in the sand, like, oh, no big deal. He was everything. Is that legit concern coming from me?
Yes.
Because they were getting ran on against Green Bay and with them. That's all. Right. With them.
Yeah, no, this is a major
problem. Detroit on line one.
Yeah, I mean, the 49ers have a couple problems. One of them is their offensive line. I don't know how good their offensive line is.
Haven't we been saying that for 5 years and they still just keep winning?
I mean, they needed to upgrade their line of scrimmage from last year. And they really may have done it, but they may not have done it. They added Dominic Pooney. They added Jared Kingston. They added some veterans. They added Drake Nugent. None of those guys are slated to start. I don't know that the offensive line is any better than it was last year. Defensive line, they lose Armstead. They lost Chase Young. They said goodbye to Cleveland Farrell. They said goodbye to Randy Gregory. They've got six new faces on the defensive line. I don't know that they're improved enough, either the offensive line or the defensive line. Then you talk about the run D. Didn't stop the run last year.
No, they did.
Now you have no Armstead, your best defender against the run up front. No Greenlaw, probably till Thanksgiving. And no Afonga, at least in week one. Arguably, Goo, those are your best run defenders on all three levels of your D. So to me, the 49ers run D, very much a question mark. The 49ers on the line of scrimmage, both sides, offensive line, defensive line, very much a question mark.
Yeah. No, Larry, I'm with you, man.
You know, people question Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's going to be a freak.
The least of your problems.
Yeah, it's the least of your problems. Brock Purdy's going to have a really good year. They'll get the Ayuk thing done. I really believe they'll get the Ayuk thing done. I think a lot of this is just posturing. I think they'll get it done. The Niners, if you look at when the Niners sign these extensions, most of them come in and around the beginning of camp. I think they'll get the Ayuk thing done. Been too much talk about Ayuk, not enough talk about the run D.
I love that. Now, PFF, I don't know where you're at on that, whether you believe them or not, or put a lot of credence into what they do.
A little credence.
But Larry, my eyes didn't show this, and I still watch the Super Bowl ad nauseum. They said that the Debo, specifically Debo and Ayuk, weren't getting separation. And that was the reason that Ayuk only had six targets. And you know, Debo pretty much was a non-factor. Is there any is that legit to you at all?
Yes. I mean,
then I can't just go write you a blank check. Ayuk,
it's not a standard answer, like, you know, they were covered or something like that. It's not like for the game. I mean, there were examples of Ayuk freeing himself up.
Oh, we saw it at the goal line. He dropped the dude.
But if you watch the best media that was out there, in my opinion, after the Super Bowl was Baldy. Who's
the man?
Who's awesome, right? And Baldy's amazing.
Week eight.
He does a pod with a guy named Chris Gargano, I think his name is.
Grandy's gonna know.
And they had the Chiefs DC on.
Oh, okay.
Spagnuolo.
Yeah.
And Spags, and he's tight with Spags, and it was awesome. It was an incredible hour. And Spags trusts Baldy, and they know each other going way back. So they're talking very frankly.
I think I
know
where you're going.
And in this live stream, you know, podcast, Spags credited McDuffie and Snead. He's like, man, when you have Trent McDuffie and you have L'Jarius Snead, you can play man-to-man and lock these guys up. He's like, those two guys allowed me the flexibility to do all kinds of things defensively. And that's why the Niners lost the Super Bowl, I think. I mean, if you want to say primary reason,
Fumble. I'm never in a football game say something that happened. Fumbles do hurt.
Fumbles hurt.
But that can't be the one, though, the first quarter, Larry.
I'm much more apt, if you know me, to credit somebody for beating me than to blame us for losing. Because I don't go into every game going, my team should win. No. Maybe your team deserves blame, but maybe the other side deserves credit. I really think you got to credit Mahomes. You got to credit Reed. They didn't have hardly any weapons. They had nothing. I mean, I saw Kansas City early in the year. At the end of the year, they just said, you know what? If your name's not Travis Kelce, Rashee Rice, or Isaiah Pacheco, you're not touching the ball.
That's why it hurts more from a Niner standpoint that was, oh, Steve Young said it. Steve's been keeping it real.
Yeah.
He said this was the time to get him. Forget 19, Goo and Larry. This was the time. And now they've went and.
But credit Andy because he simplified and he did it in the Baltimore game in Baltimore. He just said, you know what? We are not going to do anything. Our tackles are not that great, so guess what? We're going to run between the guards. They ran Pacheco in the A-gap the entire first half. They did nothing. They didn't even take a seven-step drop and allow Jadeveon Clowney ever to take a shot at Mahomes. They got super conservative, turtled in their shell, ran it in the A-gap.
Wow.
I mean, and they simplified their game plan. Credit them. I would credit Kansas City and credit Spagnuolo and Snead and McDuffie before I would rip the Niners.
You know what? We'll continue this conversation on the other side. That voice is Larry Kruger. Next week, our lineup is going to be jacked up. Start Monday, Willard and Dibbs will be on from 6 to 10. Bonte and Shasky will be on from 10 to 2. And yours truly and Steiny will be on 2 to 6. And your chance to win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey, don't worry, is just for a week. And it's all brought to you by Jack's Restaurant.
Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, yes. No Steiny. Larry Kruger holding it down. We got FP and Willard coming in for the crossover, I believe. That's coming up in a half hour, but we're just doing our thing right now, Larry, talking Niner football because it's almost that time. But we did get a text from Bonte. He said, I also asked Larry if he thought Purdy would be this good. And he said, no.
No, I did this good.
Who knew?
No,
but go ahead.
I definitely told him this guy would be a starter, but I didn't think he'd be an MVP type candidate. I mean, he's going to be in the MVP race again
up until
this year.
The Baltimore Christmas game. I thought he had it.
Right. And I think he'll be in the MVP race again. I think he's a top 10 NFL quarterback. I don't know about five, you know.
Okay, let's pull the curtain back.
I'd say
with
top
that.
10. I'd
and
say
you
top
tell me
10.
If I'm being a hater, because I think Kyle's brilliant. So, again.
Remember this. I got to throw this in there.
Okay.
When Brock Purdy came off the bench week 13.
I'll never forget.
December of 2022. All non-Jimmy Garoppolo quarterbacks under Kyle Shanahan at that point were 9-29.
Ooh.
And Brock Purdy's like 22-5.
Okay.
So.
And I guess what I was about to.
It's not like every quarterback under Shanahan's great.
Yeah, no doubt. What's my guy's name?
CJ Beathard.
Yeah, on line one. That was the first one I was going to.
Nick Mullins.
But let's play this exercise. Fancy football guru. But what if Brock didn't have Kyle's tutelage and he was a quarterback in Dallas? Or he was in Cincinnati without Kyle. Because I wonder now when we see Jimmy, the real Jimmy, it was, and no shade at Jimmy, but man, that, I was like, boy, you didn't look like that in San Francisco because you had the Jedi, you know, there for you.
Kyle's
what would Brock do somewhere else without Kyle, Larry? I do wonder.
He wouldn't do as well.
Okay. And that's just
he wouldn't do
that's
as well.
Still a compliment to Kyle.
But
it's not reality because we won't find out.
It's partially Kyle. But it's also partially weapons, right? Niners have great weapons. It's not just Kyle. If like you put, I don't know, Dante Pettis and Jalen Hurd out there and, you know, some mediocre running back, they're not going to be the same as CMC and Debo and Ayuk and Kittle. I mean, they have great weapons and they got a great play caller.
I think
Purdy would be good.
Yeah.
I think Purdy would be better than Dak in Dallas than Dak.
He reads it better than Dak. I'm being real.
Right.
Okay, that I know. His Wi-Fi is faster than Dak's.
Dak's
Dak
a great
can't read zone.
He's a great fantasy player.
But he
player.
Can't read zone. When it's he can't read a zone. His weakness.
You know what it is? He gets impatient. That's
nervous
what I saw.
And lemon booty.
In the game that the Niners won 42-10?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't he throw three picks in the second half?
And what about the playoff game where Dallas's defense should have been awarded a victory? He's throwing to Michael Gallup with the lead, and they get the ball at half and about to go in to score. He just throws it up to...
Didn't Savage have the pick six in the Green Bay game?
Oh, my gosh. Just,
by the way, I bet Green Bay that
did you? What was that? Plus, had to be 12 or something.
I don't know. I gave that one out all week. I'm like, Green Bay's going to Dallas. They're beating Dallas.
I got loopy, if you know what I mean, off the sauce and did a live IG after that. Like, I'm done. I want it all to crumble now.
I gotta
still
watch
up
that.
There, but it was bad, man. But I
you're a good Dallas fan, but Dallas.
They're done, Larry. They're done. They need a Kyle Shanahan. McCarthy, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I'm done with McCarthy.
Mozzie Smith and Guyton, number one picks the last couple of years.
Man.
Now they're not happy with Micah.
Yeah, and Micah, he disappears in the second half.
Yeah.
You're going to talk that
I'll
talk like Draymond. You got a lot
Micah?
Of people would.
I'll give you, you want Ayuk for Micah?
Boy. Oh, speaking of which, you had some Ayuk news.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's, you know, it wouldn't be a day.
There you go.
If there wasn't Ayuk news. And this comes from Dan Graziano from ESPN.
Danny.
In an article that he has penned out, Graziano says he does not believe that the 49ers will trade one of their receivers before the start of the season. Here's what he said, though, about Ayuk. He said the Niners, meanwhile, seem to have a dialogue going with Ayuk, and some of the recent public comments indicate that he has begun to make peace with the idea of playing for San Francisco on his current contract this season if no new deal materializes. Teammate Debo Samuel's guaranteed money runs out after this season, so there's a strong chance the Niners instead move on from Debo and find themselves able to pay Ayuk in 2025. And he basically says that Ayuk's going to wind up scratching the Niners back in 2024 by playing on the fifth-year option, doing them a favor, and that they will then scratch his back in 2025. And so there you go. So they're basically saying what a lot of people have said, which is the Niners are going to have Ayuk playing on the fifth-year option. Mayoko said that just within the last 48 hours on a podcast. Here's why this makes sense.
Brandon's better than me, man. My ass would not be anywhere.
Oh,
what
I know,
if I get hurt?
I know.
That
what
tomorrow's not promised. Man,
right.
I can't believe B.A. would do that, man.
Well, he's got no recourse. He's got no options.
But you really, in a year that they're about to give Purdy the bag, you really think if he held out, which again, he gives him the leverage to use the franchise tag if he doesn't report. But
No, I mean, he's got a contract for this year.
Yes, I know.
So he would have to show up, and I don't know what the date is, Goo, but it's like week six or week four or week eight.
But both
to make sure that the season accrues.
Okay.
So that he's not in the same spot.
So he could do the whole, remember Debo on the sideline. He could be there, but not there. But my gosh, the reason I say that, it's a violent sport. Everything that just came out of your mouth, I agree with Larry, but you're saying, Goo, nothing fluke's going to happen. What if Ayuk got hurt right before?
Absolutely.
I mean, that would be, it happened to Dak and they paid him.
I'm sure he's got a Lloyd's of London insurance policy, right?
Well, there you go.
It's not
going to
be the same amount of money, but I'm sure he's got some kind of insurance policy. But here's why this is, I think, the best move for the Niners. What happens, like right now, you don't know what Debo's going to be this year. You have no idea what Jacob Cowing is. And you got no idea what Ricky Pearsall is. What if...
I think I do with Ricky Pearsall. I think it's Ayuk's replacement, but go ahead, yeah.
What if Ricky Pearsall and Jacob Cowing, I don't know, just for the sake of the conversation, are better than Ayuk and Debo?
Then he's not getting his bread.
Okay, there's that. But I mean, from the Niner perspective, you don't know what those guys are. And you don't know what you're getting out of Debo. To me, it's smart to give Ayuk... or make him play on the fifth-year option. Because what happens if you paid Ayuk $30 million?
Right.
Give him $30 million, Goo.
I got you.
Then what? What if you come out this year, you pay him $30 million, and him and Debo are basically neck and neck the same guy?
You'd have to choose.
But
you're going to have to do that.
No, you've already chosen because you've already extended.
Okay,
Ayuk.
Gotcha.
So my point is, if you make Ayuk play on the fifth year option, then technically, Ayuk and Debo are competing. And if Debo's awesome this year and Ayuk was terrible, then you could go with Debo next year.
But if I had to pick, just me, Ayuk is who I'm taking, and I would love gamble, me some Debo.
Yeah, I would gamble.
But when you have both, it's like, damn.
But what if you pay? If you don't pay Ayuk and Debo's better, then you've got a way. You've got recourse. If you don't pay Ayuk and Ricky Pearsall is a star, you have recourse. If you don't pay Ayuk and Cowing's a star, you have recourse. But if you pay Ayuk, then it's bye bye Debo.
Yeah. And we'll see if they're ready for that. We got to call DJ in Brentwood. Oh, boy, Larry. He has some thoughts about paying Ayuk. What's up, DJ?
How's it going, Goo? How's it going, Larry?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, you guys. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to chime in and get your guys' take on how I'm viewing this and been hearing about the Ayuk situation. I get it. I understand. I agree that he's a good receiver. Is he a great one? I don't think so. Talking about paying him as a top 10 receiver in the league, but yet he doesn't have the stats to go back that up other than I think maybe yards per catch, he's in the top 10. And I kind of lean towards, I think I'm riding with Debo over Ayuk because I know if Debo isn't getting receptions and isn't breaking away and doing yards after catch, he's going to run the ball and he's going to give me the effort. There are other options that he can be utilized specifically in Shanahan style of offense. And I mean, is he as good as Devontae Adams or Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill? I don't think so. And I don't see where the stats show that. It's all kind of projection and conjecture of the system. And I hate using that because Shanahan is a great offensive play caller, but I think Ayuk is easier to replace than the other folks that were talked about on the offensive.
Well, that's probably true. Debo's probably a one of one. He's probably not as easy to replace. Though Ayuk did catch a career high 75 passes this year.
Yeah, but
1,342 yards.
We'll get into it with the guys on the other side too, Larry. But it's fascinating to see how this is going to play out. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises and Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.